Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no, it didn't. Fuck you!
Time delay.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
Gentlemen, welcome to a new year in the world of the Nerdport Network. I am your host, Effin Ronnie, and with me, as always,
the Zombie Master is here.
And
Captain Stuncock himself. What the fuck's up, guys?
It's not a betting. Apparently, it's a betting Xmas on the Nerdport Network. Now they fucked up the. Way to go, Twitch! You can have naked women on here, but you can't get a fucking title right.
And Roddy's bitter on the first show of the year.
Hey. I've seen more bullshit on Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Allegedly. You know, like Aaron Rodgers calling Jimmy Kimmel a pedophile. Allegedly.
Yeah, but then he fucked the ostrich.
I mean, the fact that he came out of McAfee yesterday said that Jimmy Kimmel was on the Lola Express.
I was waiting for Ryan to do the allegedly.
Allegedly.
To be fair. Hiya now. Hiya now.
Hey now.
Finding you.
Oh.
I still haven't watched. I just started rewatching Letterkenny. Before I watch the final season, I gotta rewatch everything else.
It's more painful than watching a pap smear.
I enjoyed it.
Well, oh, you did watch it?
I
watched it the day after Christmas.
I didn't even see the Letterkenny. I meant just Aaron Rodgers was a.
Well, let me ask you this, Ryan. Did they close up all? Did they answer all the questions? Oh, well, when I watch it, you and I can discuss it because I didn't watch it yet, so.
But yes, if this is your first time watching us, welcome! And if you don't know what we are, where the fuck have you been? But if you are new, like I said, this is a sports betting and sports news podcast, mostly leaning towards the sports betting with what happens in the news. Wait, strike that. Reverse it.
Okay, Willy Wonka.
Hey, you got the reference, so fuck you.
I'm old as fuck, remember? According
right
to you
there,
guys, I'm all just...
Okay there, Methuselah. It has begun.
Sorry, I got distracted. I heard a Methuselah joke. Who's old as fuck?
Who do you think, Hank?
I know who. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Joanna and Ivana, they're old as fuck.
They really are, man.
They're older than me.
I'm pretty sure their social security numbers are 1 and 2.
No, -1 and 2.
Hey. No blasphemy of Brody Lee's son.
I didn't knock him.
He said -1.
Yeah, well, where is he? Still on? Well, he's not under AEW contract anymore, is he?
Yeah, he is.
John, you both are wrong. My social security number is 69.
-69?
No, you have to pay. She had to pay extra for that.
She had to pay a premium for that.
I don't pay them. They pay me.
Oh, good Lord.
You wish, Ivana. Oh, boy.
So, John, I have to tell you about the time I came out and saw Ronnie.
Oh, no, really? We're going to go. What are you going to say? What are we going here?
Oh, you know where I'm going.
You can't even keep a straight face.
You can't even stay in character, bitch.
Oh, shit.
What's the smallest Italian sausage on my pizza ever?
No. That was Raider Dave's, because that's gone.
Oh, no. I hope you didn't call him out now.
Oh, what my daughter did to that poor boy.
He did what Michigan did to Alabama. Just put some roses on that.
God damn.
But I'm bumped.
Got a strong sense of humor, dude, but fuck. Burt Reynolds didn't show up.
Oh, Jesus. There's no Eastbound and Down being played.
There was no Crossbow. It was just poor Ned Beatty.
Oh,
poor Snowman. You know what's funny? Unless you're over the age of 35, you don't get that joke. Don't joke.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people listening that are just like, what the fuck are these jackoffs talking about?
All right, now here's the thing. All right, how many people remember Jackie Gleason from The Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah, we just them go, goddamn, some bitches.
Some bitches?
I told you, give me that extra Diablo, and I'm going to catch that Smokey if it's the last thing I do. That bandit, that some bitch, going to bend over my car. I'm going to beat his ass.
Best line in that movie is like, when I get home, I'm going to punch your mama right in the mouth.
Can't say that nowadays.
Nope.
But the sad thing it was, they're both adults.
Yeah. But you can't say that you're going to punch a woman in the mouth.
Matt Rife did it.
So did what's his name? So what was that guy who played for the Vikings?
Oh, was Danny Tomlin?
No, the one that was in the elevator.
Ray Rice. That was the Raven. That was the Ravens. Ray Rice. Me and Ryan have made a joke about that. He's the elevator boxing champion of the world.
The elevator intergender boxing champion of the world. Because he fucking rocked this old lady.
He's undefeated.
Does she owe him money? What?
By the way, then the Baltimore Ravens decided to put Ray Rice close to the Ring of Honor.
You know what's even funnier? That they made a Law and Order based off of that event.
Dude, they made a Law and Order for fucking Gamergate.
Dude, he knocked his wife the fuck out in an elevator.
No, the one on Law and Order, it's like they had the guy that played Tyrese in The Walking Dead. He was a former football player, and he beat her in a stairwell, not an elevator.
Hey, you know that dude's on the Orville?
Yep.
Yes, I know. He plays the one that's got the alien guy.
Well, I can't remember which one he is off the top of my head right now.
He's either
Bortz or Clyden.
No, he's the one who's not the one that's on the ship. He's the mate.
Okay, so
Clyden. Yeah, that's who he is.
Where the fuck did they dig that tag team up from? Holy shit, I forgot they were still under contract.
Who?
Private Party.
I was about to say, what, the Acclaimed?
No, they came out today, too. They came out today, too. I think they're in Jersey, so... The Acclaim in Jersey.
Yeah, they're in the Prudential Center because camp's there.
A fucking crowd full of fist pumpers. Jesus Christ.
By the way.
And a friend of Ronnie and I's is probably front row at that fucking show.
Hama!
Oh, well, besides her. She's probably backstage, too, but anyway.
Hey now!
Allegedly.
No. Allegedly, this ain't no allegedly. She's probably in a Porter John somewhere with a guy that can't get hard.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We'll tell you that story off air.
Hold on. That, my friend, is bone hard fact. Come on, you can't write that.
That actually happened. We were all around when that happened.
I mean, I know a dude that, like, he was like, hey, this homeless lady said if I bought her a sandwich, she'd give me a blowjob, and, like, he came back, and I'm like, dude, why are you all sweaty?
I suck your dick for a cheeseburger. So, you know, you go down the street
you go into this show, and we're just like, dude, where's Death God? he's getting a blowjob from a homeless lady for a sandwich.
No.
Ryan, I just put something in chat you have to read.
Oh,
what, the Skype chat?
Yep.
All right, wait a minute.
But yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start
talking about
Sailor Moon.
Oh, no. This is no Sailor Moon.
There was no asteroids hitting Japan this night.
No.
Oh, shit. It's Godzilla.
No, it was he was playing with a bowl of wet spaghetti.
Oh, man. He was playing fucking pool with a spaghetti noodle.
Yes, he was. And he claims to be God's gift to women too.
No, the only person that's quote unquote God's gift is QT Marshall.
Marshall.
Yeah, fucking ROH gimmick. God's gift. Fuck you, QT. You fucking asshole from Hoboken.
You Hoboken ho.
Over you fat fuck.
You Hoboken ho.
Did you even cross over, you fat fuck?
Oh, we're starting off on fire this year.
What's next?
What's next?
Are you going to steal the Mike Awesome gimmick and be the fat chick thriller?
I mean, he tried to, but again, couldn't. He also, well, I'm not going there.
Why?
No, he started.
Let's just say there was a, it wasn't a summer day either.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, goddamn. Oh.
I wrote it in chat, Ryan, for you to have fun with that one.
Oh, let me see what you wrote, but I know what you're talking about.
I mean, at that point, you might as well just, like, go outside somewhere and hit the delete button because you got nothing left. I know whenever that happens to me, whenever that time comes for me, I'm just going to wander off in the woods somewhere, and that's the last anyone's going to see me because, like...
But yet they had time to do it when Fat Frank was coming down the stairs. Not that Fat Frank. Not the Fat Frank that's dead. The other...
Not Iadavia.
Not that Fat Frank. The other Fat Frank.
I know. The other half of APA. I know what you're talking
about. The one that broke a plastic chair when sitting down.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I'd have been more impressed than a folding chair.
Let me put it.
It was a folding chair.
You know those little plastic white folding chairs?
Yeah,
they're really flimsy. They're really flimsily made.
To break under like regular people weight.
Let me put it this way, Fat Frank. I don't call him Fat Frank. I just call him Frank. He's like
his name for the show. His name for the show.
Right, but he's a sweet guy. He's a great guy. He's a very nice guy. Sat in the chair within 5 seconds of being in the chair. Thunk. It did a Jack and Jill with the horse.
You know it. Go on a fucking diet, bro.
Yeah, well, I think as much as we joke about that, I think he ended up having a stroke afterwards. He was in the hospital after that shit.
Yes, he was.
That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. I wonder why.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, God's gift over there couldn't fucking...
Meanwhile,
in Michigan, I'm sorry, wait a minute, did I say that out loud?
Well, how'd you get the podcasting?
Meanwhile, in Michigan, the entire state sank about 2 inches today.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Meanwhile, back at the Legion of Doom. Well, he's apparently arrived there, according to Facebook. He has
arrived. Hi, welcome to Chili's.
I don't know about that. That seems like a really long drive in a really short period of time.
Well, apparently he's there, according to him. According to Facebook, anyway.
Real estate.
Oh, <geez.
laughs> It's free real estate.
Now how long before he hooks up with an indie promotion out there?
Gay! Saturday, and it's going to be the most shindy promotion out there.
And listen, I love the dude to death, but it's run by Effie.
Oh, is that the Effie promotion out there?
No, but you get the joke, because he just says it's the gayest promotion, so it must be run by
Effie. I know, I say, yeah. Well, is it Sprinkles out there?
Sprinkly?
SGPW, Super Gay Pro Wrestling.
No, Sprinkles.
Sprinkly. I'm gonna call him that now.
Well, I didn't want to use his real name just in case he got pissed off.
Sprinkles. I'll take the heat for this one. If Sprinkles gets mad at it, I'll call good old Giant Leather to fucking take care of him. How about that?
Okay, well, I wouldn't fuck with Giant Leather.
I'll call Jared in Hawaii.
He just came. I just saw him at the on the shot on the title on the shot Rumble that was
October.
Right. He was there.
I gotta hit this button now, son of a bitch.
What?
Where are you?
What's breaking news?
Mauricio officially out for the 2024 season.
I could have told you that. I knew that.
No, but it's official now. He's done for. He's torn ACL.
6 to 8 months. I said 6 to 8 months.
They're saying now 8 to 12.
Well, no, the last report I saw was 6 to 8 months. So it's not. The Mets have already been eliminated from this year's playoffs. So
never say that. But the fact that that's a big blow to them to needing a better team. But they're already trying to go out and find someone for the year because the Mets they're looking to trade to the Yankees for Gio Urshela.
Well, no, he's a free agent.
Yankees and Mets are Yankees or Mets. Okay, the Yankees are looking to bring him back.
Right, and but you know what it is, and that's I'm glad you brought that up because between the twatter heads,
right in the twiffer.
The one thing I'm sick and tired of seeing these news reports. The Mets have been linked to the last 3 weeks. The Mets have been linked about 25 fucking players.
Yeah, because they can go out and buy whoever they want, right? The Mets are always going to be.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's like, it's like, according to sources, the Mets have been linked to. I'm like, surprised they haven't. The Mets have been linked to a good steak dinner somewhere, but it's reportedly the Dodgers are also interested in that steak dinner. I mean, come on.
Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and the Great Skunk Ape this offseason.
Why not? They're all going to sign with the Dodgers because everybody seems to want to fucking sign with the Dodgers.
The Skunk Ape is a Missouri native, sir. He's not going anywhere.
Well, if the Dodgers offer enough money, he will.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. All right. This bit of news, though, has nothing to do with sports betting. But we have to talk about it. Boy, did this go a whole fucking five different ways this Sunday. And hello, Christian.
Hello, Christian.
What's up?
Nothing. We're just about to get into the news and sports betting and for baseball, where Juan Franco has officially been put under arrest.
Oh, I'm surprised.
He was missing for like 3 or 4 days.
No. He wasn't missing. He refused. So he was supposed to be in the Dominican Republic for questioning on the 29th. He was supposed to go to DR.
Okay.
No showed. Didn't show up into Dominican Republic until January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Because of him shrieking investigation, they officially put him under arrest so he can't flee.
Boy.
Was arrested Monday in the Dominican Republic after being interviewed by prosecutors interrogating him for alleged inappropriate relationships with a, say it all with me, minor.
No. On a lighter note, I got some pictures to send y'all.
Okay.
I really hope these things aren't tied together.
No, not at all.
No, I think the only thing that ties together with this is New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I saw you in New York, Christian. That must have been fun.
Yeah, dude, that was fun time.
It was.
You went to Times Square, Christian?
Yes, I did.
What are you, nuts?
Yes, I am.
I want to go to Times Square on fucking New Year's Eve. That seems
Bring the pens.
Nah,
bring the pens.
Nah, don't.
No, I'm saying if you want to, bring the pens because you're going to need them.
Nah, I didn't even go down there. I got down there at about 2 o'clock.
It's probably crowded as fuck then.
where you were hanging out at midnight seemed like a really good spot. No one was fucking around.
Yeah, because the cops were. All right, I just sent it. The pictures, guys.
What you do? Send them to Skype?
Yeah.
I didn't see any. I don't see anything.
He sent them. He didn't send them in this group chat. Oh, okay, nice. Here, I'll transfer them over.
Yeah,
transfer them over. Because I wanted John to see these.
Hi. A good shot. Get some good pictures, bro.
Thanks, brother.
I'll let you know in a second when I see them. I can't comment on what I don't see.
Hold on. I'm bringing them over. He put them in an actual, like, group chat with all of us in it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, no, we're talking about, yeah, with this. It's just, dude, he's gotta go. He's gotta go away.
Mm-hmm.
Just one last thing on this New Year's Eve thing. If I come up to New York for New Year's Eve, Christian, I'm going to give you my wallet. Pretty sure you're going to have to bail me out of jail.
Okay, yo, just as long as Raider Dave can come.
Oh, for sure.
No. Christian, no. Because, Ryan, if Raider Dave comes, Christian's going to be in the jail cell next to you.
No, he's not.
No, but I have a feeling Raider Dave is going to end up like, maybe in the Hudson.
But
well,
yeah. I'm still waiting to see these pictures. Where are these pictures?
I got to find it again. There it is.
Christian, send them to my Facebook page. I'll look at them later.
All right. I will. Raider Dave has to come with you, bro.
We can make that happen.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just send it to there because it would take too long for me to do all.
Yeah, I got you, John.
Yeah, send it to me now. I can actually look at it on my computer.
All right, cool. Hold on.
I want to see.
Going to an IKEA in New York on his bucket list.
Well, no, there's a giant IKEA in Elizabeth, so they're in good shape there.
So, all right, with Juan Franco being out.
All right, John, I just sent them.
Does this hurt Tampa Bay in the long
run? Oh, nice.
Because right now, Tampa Bay without Juan Franco has dropped to 40-1.
Nice picture. Nice pictures, dude. Really cool.
Thanks, man. I know you would like them.
Respect. I like that. I like that Jeter mural.
Yeah. I remember. I don't know if you guys remember. Do you guys remember the Gatorade commercial where he was walking through the Bronx?
Right.
Yeah.
Jeter. Yeah.
That was from the commercial?
Yeah, that was from the commercial.
Oh, nice.
And then he went to a bar called Stairs. I'm going to send you guys the commercial. He went to a bar called Stairs, and the guy was like, we've been waiting for you to come in here for like the last 15 years. And Derek was like, you never invited me.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that mural is on the block of Stairs. And then right next to the Jeter mural, there's an Aaron Judge one. But someone painted an Aaron Judge mural after he hit the 62 home runs, and it looks nothing like him.
I'll
send that to you later. It's pretty shitty.
If I could do that artwork, I would do Derek Jeter, but it would be from the other guys where he's looking up and saying, I'm Derek Jeter. You shot me, you dick.
I know exactly what you're talking about, too.
You're right. Fucking Yankees.
But, all right, so back to Juan Franco real quick.
Yeah.
How does this hurt? I mean, it's going to hurt the Rays, but like,
no, it's not.
Pretty much, you don't think this is going to hurt the Rays?
He's gone all year. So what the fuck is it different? They made it to where they did without him.
At the same time, though, I think they don't have anybody else.
But still, but they just goes.
They have
show.
No. They have
they
no
don't
pitcher.
Need him. Oh yeah.
They lost last now. He's gone.
Well, they were trying to trade his ass anyway. They wanted minor leaguers.
I would say who they have in minor league, but then again, they fucking rebuild their farm system like nobody's business. I think Tampa is going to be in a very down year this year.
So is the Mets. The Mets are going to be in a downward thing.
As much as you say that, I do not think they are. I think they're going to hit. They're either going to be 500 or a little bit over. They're going below 500 this year. Because, I'm sorry, on paper, the team still is good. What does a guy who's going to be one of the biggest home run hitters besides Aaron Judge in New York, what is a guy that has the batting title, what is one guy that has one of the best shortstops in the league now, then you add in some of the younger guns, the younger kids that have not developed yet. You could have one of the biggest blue-chipping catchers. I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Mets are winning the World Series or the division, but if you're telling me that the Mets will not be in a wild card hunt, you're out of your mind.
Well, I must be out of my mind, because let me put it to you this way. I read an article. I forget where I read it. It wasn't one of the trashy ones. It was actually a reputable one. I think it was in the Post or the News or something. I forget where it was. But it wasn't like one of the – it wasn't a twatter person or something like that. Or was it Sal and what's his name from the Fan? That said, basically – and I agree with the statement – is that the Mets are being run – David Stearns is running the Mets like a small market team. He's making all these small minor moves when they're not making any major moves. All of a sudden, our owner – You can't pry his wallet open with a crowbar. As if last year he was giving away contracts left, right. You get a contract. The whole audience gets contracts. But no, this year he ain't doing shit.
Ryan, Christian, I want your answer on this. Give me a free agent this year. Who's the biggest free agent out there right now? Right this second.
Isn't it
Cody
Bellinger?
Bellinger.
Who else?
Well, you got Blake Snell. You got
Thank you. That's the motherfucker I want, but no.
I don't fucking want that piece of shit here.
That motherfucker
didn't do anything wrong.
Give me
Christian.
Cy Young winner for $1,000 and it's Trevor fucking Bauer. I will put money on that.
I don't think he's got it. I think you know what? He pitched all right. He pitched
in Japan.
But listen, in Japan he pitched great, but let him try to come back here. He's going to be nothing but a locker room. It's going to be, I hate to use the C word, but it is. He's going to be a locker room cancer no matter where he goes, because no matter what happens, I'm wrong, it's because the simple reason is, regardless of him being found innocent, all unsubstantiated, great, grand, wonderful. You're not going to do any jail time or anything like that. But it's still going to have that stink on you. No matter what you do for the rest of his career, he's always going to be associated with that. It's never going to leave him. And when he comes to another team here, and when he comes to, if he hooks up with a major league team, it's going to follow him, regardless if they say, tell the reporters, don't ask him questions. They're going to fucking ask it.
He's already come out and said that he's going to tell the whole story. He already has. And by the way, Ryan, I heard what you said. Fuck you.
What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
He goes, oh, I thought he meant the other C word.
That's not what I said at all. I said, oh, I thought you meant cunt.
Well,
he's actually that too. Hey, Ryan, Christian, yeah. Let a naysayer know.
You disrespectful.
Wait a minute, what?
See, Christian
gets the joke.
Oh my God, McAfee made me piss myself with that. Let a naysayer know. I didn't think it's that at all.
John, I'll explain it when we get the football, okay?
Okay, please do. But no, but when it comes to Trevor, no. We had enough guys that had off-the-field shenanigans and off-the-field crap over the last 10 to 15 years with the Mets, and it did nothing but hurt the team.
They are human.
Okay,
like the firecracker incident, the bleach throwing incident.
Look, I never
Bobby Bonilla, general.
Look, I never said they were smart humans.
No,
I just said they were human.
But here's the thing:
some of the players that they had were dumb fucks, and I'll be the first to admit it.
I mean, Dave Matthews emptied his fucking tour bus bathroom onto a bunch of fans. Shit happens.
Shitter's full.
Drove over a bridge and emptied it onto a bunch of people that just left his concert.
But here's the thing.
Well, they were saying the concert was shitty. Now they really got to really call it shitty.
But John, Here's the thing. Me and you have talked about this, and Brian, Christian, back me up if you think this. What has been the Mets' biggest issue when it comes to the team?
You guys get shitty players and expect fucking championships.
Besides, you guys
sign one star and think that he's going to fucking change everything.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I got it. Christian, and you're going to laugh, but our biggest signing this offseason has been the guy that you got rid of.
That's hilarious.
If they say our biggest offseason transaction or signing was Luis fucking Severino.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yes, the Yankees got Soto, but look who they gave up for Soto. And no offense, Christian, it's a 1 year. It's 1 year. So if he decides that he wants to go somewhere else, and I'm not even saying the Mets. I'm saying like anywhere else for the money that he wants. And it's not the Yankees. Well, the Yankees kind of have egg on their face then. If he stays with it as a Yankee, that's fucking great. That's plus. They gave up prospects for a guy that they're going to have for 12 years. But what if he, and I'll just use an example, what if he goes to Atlanta?
What if he goes to Philly?
No, I'm using an example. What if he goes to Philly?
Bite your tongue.
Yankees, I'm using this as a fucking example.
Say Atlanta, but don't say that Philly team. Jesus Christ.
But the Yankees then gave up everything that they could give up, which wasn't a bad trade for 1 year, but then they couldn't lock him down. But the Mets couldn't get him. There are other free agents. This year, there were none. There were barely any free agents on the list that you could look at and be like, oh, that's going to help the team. That's going to hurt the team. The Mets did one thing that nobody else did so far, was that go in and get the Yankees did it with Soto, but they did not go in and get – they did not fix what was the biggest falter of their season last year, which is for the Mets is bullpen. For the Yankees, they needed a lefty bat, and they need starting pitching. Right now, they got one of two.
No, but you know what? And it's like I look at the Mets. I was like, being a Mets fan, I look at the what's – I'll tell you what I think is glaring, what's missing from this team. And you could either agree or disagree. And Christian, Ryan, you can throw your two cents in. The Mets don't have an established designated hitter. So let me finish before you interrupt. Their corner outfielders are questionable. Center field's the only position that's a lock. The bullpen is trash. Starting rotation is complete trash. The only thing, and I agree with Ronnie of saying, I have a feeling it's like the Mets are going to – I have this weird feeling that the Mets are going to let Alonso walk.
Hold on. I can tell you right now they're not going to let him walk. They're going to let him go out and see how much he's worth. If a team is dumb enough to give him $30 million, yeah, okay. I can understand them letting him go. He's not getting $30 million a year. He'll let the Mets match it, though.
No, he's gonna walk. And I the only person I will blame for that is Cohen. Because if Cohen lets him walk, then he's going to kill the fan base. Because Pete Alonso
is
a heart.
Cohen?
Now let me get all my points across, and you can say whatever you want, and I will not interrupt you.
Okay.
But you said you have the guy who hits a home run. I agree with that statement. You said you got a guy that hits nothing but home run. But then you said the guy who won the batting title. Yeah. Do you know what Jeff McNeil hit last year? He didn't even break 250 this year.
Do you understand sometimes people have slumps?
Yeah,
you
his slump started at the beginning of the year and didn't finish until the end of the year.
Dude, the Cardinals have been in a fucking playoff slump since 2012.
Yeah, exactly. The Yankees finally came down to earth for a little bit.
But then you know what? Here's the thing,
granted,
too.
The Yankees look at no offense, Christian, the Yankees haven't looked as bad since 1970.
Oh, fuck you.
Am I wrong?
You might be a little wrong.
The only thing I agree with you on, other than the Pete Alonso thing, is Alvarez is going to be a blue chip. He's going to be a star at catcher.
Elaborate on Ronnie's point about the Yankees. Like, this was the worst Yankee team I've seen personally. Like, I thought 2008 was bad. That was the first year with Girardi, right? And, I mean, they were a little older at that time, and you can tell, like, the Yankees really had no depth in 2008. Like, yeah, Jeter, Jeter was older, you know, Cano was coming on, A-Rod was still A-Rod, but outside of Chin Ming Wong, who ended up getting hurt, like, the Yankees really didn't have much to lean on. That's why they went out and signed the three big guys that they signed that following offseason, A.J. Burnett, Mark Teixeira, and the guy that John always says the Yankees got at the right time, C.C. Sabathia.
Right. Getting CC at that point of his career, basically.
Because he hit his prime.
You got him in his prime. Just as he was approaching his prime is when you guys signed him.
Yeah,
and that was a brilliant move to do so.
Look, I'll go to my gravesite saying that the Yankee, that CC should have won the 2010 Cy Young. CC won 20 games that year. I don't remember who won it. I'll look it up. CC won 20 games that year, and Cano should have won MVP. Josh Hamilton won it that year.
What year was that?
2010.
I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah.
But no,
but like I think CC went 21-8, if I'm not mistaken.
I know he went. I know he won over 20 games, but I don't remember what the exact number was.
Yeah,
I think
it was 21-8.
I think it was either 28-7 or 21-8. I think I forget off the top of my head. But
yeah.
it's like. Going back to what I was saying, it's like the Mets right now, I've seen the jokes like the Anaheim Angels, the Angels have been eliminated, the A's have been eliminated. I think the Mets have been eliminated because the simple reason is they don't have, I'm sorry, Alonso can have a great Alonso year. He had a great Alonso year last year. Didn't do him shit.
Just let you know, it was Doc.
Okay.
Doc Holliday.
Yeah, one over. For the overall, I think, did they have an NL? Because I didn't even see. That was one popped up. What was the American League? Because that was National League. King Felix.
Oh, Felix Hernandez. When he in his prime, man, that motherfucker was untouchable.
Yeah, he was.
But no.
Like, finish what you were going to say, because I want to get Ryan in on this.
But you know what it is, and it's like. You know, everybody's saying, oh, the Mets have a good core of young guys. They do, you know, and it is. I agree with that, but Marte's got to go. You need to bring up one of the kids because I pretty much think this season's going to be a wash for this team. And I'll go on record as saying it now. If they win, great, grand, wonderful. I'll be happy for it. But I'm not going to get my hopes up with this team. If the off season is any indication about how the regular season's going to be, it's going to be a wash. They need Jet Williams, Ryan Clifford, Mike Vassell, and a couple of the other kids that they have that are down in maybe Jose Budo and a couple other guys. Let them just come in. Let them play their game. Let them learn. If they'll learn from experience. Because this team is not going to, and I'll even say it, I don't think this team is going to win 60 games at most.
You are.
I'm not going to get my expectations up.
No, you're saying they're going to be worse than – you're at that low. You're saying they're going to be as bad as the A's.
Well, you know what? If I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to admit I'm wrong. But I just don't see this team doing anything with, A, the piss-poor pitching staff that they have, other than Senga. It's the only guarantee I think you get on this team. I don't know what you're going to get out of Quintana because you just don't know. Severino, I have a feeling, is going to get hurt in the first month.
First month? Not the first week.
He'll get hurt. He'll probably get hurt in fucking spring training with my luck. But he'll celebrate and blow at his elbow or something. But no, it's like – and I love this team. And you say how much it hurts me to say this about them? But when I was coming into the offseason, I said, this team needs a major overhaul. They've not done anything to overhaul this team other than signing a bunch of who's that and who's who and who's that. Severino is the only name of value, and I say that with phlegm coming up in my throat, of actual prominence that has had any kind of career. Who else have we gotten? A bunch of rejects from other teams.
That's what free agency is.
Yeah, but
Hold on. Like I said, I want to bring Ryan into this because we have not talked about the Cardinals yet, and the fact that, no offense, Ryan, I think the Cardinals are in another rebuilding year.
We are in another rebuilding year. I mean, I believe we're holding on to Goldschmidt. Probably going to see about picking up the options on Arenado. But the fact of the matter is, we need a catcher, and we need a catcher bad.
Right.
Sorry, here I am. I had to run. I had to get a drink real quick.
And not only that, man, but, like, we need competent coaching staff.
Who's your manager right now, if you don't mind me asking, or do you not know?
I believe they're still shopping for one. I know they were talking about Molina, but I wouldn't look for him to come back as anything more than probably like a bench coach.
Right now it's Oliver Morella. Yeah, it looks like it's Ollie still.
He's on his way out. I did read that already, that they are looking to replace him.
Okay. Yeah, that's right now that's who's still in.
But the Cardinals
still there.
Cardinals have been in pretty constant rebuild years. Honestly, ever since, and any of you guys follow the Cardinals even a little bit, you'll fucking agree. The team hasn't been the same since Matheny.
Since who?
Mike Matheny.
Oh, you're totally right. Because I have followed the Cardinals is because I follow baseball, and Christian knows this. I'm a baseball purist. I love baseball, all baseball.
So, you know, La Russa retired in Arizona. Fucking cocksucker. Thank you.
Then get the DUI.
He was with the White Sox.
Fuck you, Tony La Russa. Thank you very much for everything you did for the city, sir.
fuck you very much.
Fuck you very much. That man made St. Louis baseball an institution because he took the Cardinals, which were, I mean, we were a winning team, but we weren't a champion, you know, a consistent championship team.
Right.
Until La Russa came in and took over, and he set up, you know, shit like alien field practices. You know, he had a tight shit practice schedule for these guys, and that's what kept the Cardinals on top for so long. Matheny comes in, he gets rid of everything. No more of the shit that fucking made them 11-time World Series champion.
Well, Ryan, let me ask you this.
And he ran off Jose Oquendo. How fucking stupid do you have to be to run off a guy like Jose?
Yeah, because you said, I mean, that guy is a Cardinals institution. I know that much.
Well, not just that. He's throughout his career, he's played every position. He's a third base coach. He knows every fucking thing to look for. He's got a leg up on some of these other guys.
Other than Arenado, who's your biggest star in St. Louis right now?
Goldschmidt.
Yeah, it's
Goldschmidt. Isn't he a free agent? I thought he was a free agent. Or is it after this year?
It's after this year.
Oh, it's after this year. Okay.
If we don't produce, he'll be gone, Arenado will be gone, and we will be in a total rebuild from the ground up. And
so,
oh,
I mean,
that's going to take a fucking long time. We'll have a new stadium before another World Series.
So basically you're saying you guys have no homegrown stars either.
I mean, any that we get, they have one great season, and then the system fails them, and they peter out. I mean...
Oh, who was the kid that was you guys last year?
Guys fucking
Tyler O'Neill.
No, that's not who I'm talking about, though. Sorry, Ryan. I'm talking about the kid, the rookie you have.
But, like, you guys remember whenever Cardinals players went to free agency or Cardinals players went up on the trade block, teams got excited. Other fan bases got excited if they got a former Cardinal. It's second to getting a fucking Yankee. Not anymore.
Well, I mean, the last Cardinal that came to the Yankees was, what's his name, Bader. But then he was hurt.
Yeah, but that was also for the trade of Montgomery.
Which basically, that turned around and spit the Yankees square in the ass.
By the way.
Christian, am I right or wrong?
Not wrong.
That's someone at the same time, that could be somebody that comes back. That could be someone that goes, Because isn't Montgomery a free agent this year?
Yeah.
In St. Louis, Bader was a...
Yeah, because I just saw a proposal for the Yankees and White Sox to make a trade where the Yankees would land Dylan Cease, but the White Sox would want Jason Dominguez in return. And I said, hell no.
Yeah, you better throw in Lewis... what the fuck? The left...
Lewis Robert.
Yeah, you better throw in Lewis Robert for that.
Yeah, Robert, yeah.
That's the only way that trade is fair. Go ahead, Ryan.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan. Sorry.
But I mean, that was the thing, though, man. Like, it's been a long time since we've had a World Series game in St. Louis. 2011, to be exact.
I remember that World Series too.
Yeah, I do too. I still have the commemorative ticket in my room.
But no, but you know what it is, and look, do I want to see my team succeed? Absolutely. But it's just this offseason has not gotten my hopes up. Last season we had Scherzer, we had Verlander, you know, you had Carrasco. Everybody, I thought this team looked like, oh shit, just print us the World Series championship shirts now. By June, we're fucking selling everybody off.
Also with injury.
What'd you say? I didn't hear what you say, Ryan.
Yeah, go ahead and print us off those World Series t-shirts, and in 6 months, we'll send them to a third world country.
Oh, they mean where they go, the championship shirts get here on Tuesday. Yeah, I've seen that shirt. I've seen that meme.
Oh,
but
after
the other thing is...
Like the dude that got the Cubs curse broken tattoo 3 years early.
But here's the one thing that we're not talking about either. Spring training doesn't happen for another month.
There's still plenty of time for them to make moves. There's still plenty of time for us to see improvement in guys. As far as the Cardinals, we need to shore up the bullpen. We need one more strong hitter, and we need a catcher and competent management.
Yeah.
I'd do it, but they haven't called me.
Come take Giancarlo Stanton. We'll give you him along with a couple of things in magnums.
You don't want that. Okay? I don't want to watch him fuck the. I don't want to watch him fuck the center of the arch. Okay.
Wait, you don't want a guy that's nicknamed Glass Carlo?
No. No, I don't. You know why? Because there's a habit of throwing balls at St. Louis players' heads.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. A stiff breeze will get a broken this or that or the other thing.
Like, in all honesty, though, the only bit of news that really even happened since last week with Yamamoto is that Giolito is a sock and fucking the Braves got Sale.
Well, you know what, Chris Sale, that guy, I have a feeling that Chris... That's what I'm saying. He's
the five-starter. He's a long-distance bullpen guy, or he's your fifth starter for the Braves.
If he even starts.
Like I said, he's a long-distance guy in the pen.
No, if he even starts the season.
No, you're missing what John is saying. He's
He's going to start. I think he's going to start the season.
Ronnie, last year he came to spring training with the Red Sox, and before the season even started, before the spring training even got started, he already had an injury.
I can tell you right now, it's reported, Sale didn't want to be there.
That
he
don't
didn't
mean...
want to be a Red Sox.
Well, then, you know
so
what?
Injury,
he's the one who signed a contract with them.
No, he was traded.
No, he signed with, I think he signed with them.
No, he was traded.
He
was
traded. Was
he traded?
He was traded to the Sox, then he got traded to the Braves.
I believe
Sale was a Padre before that.
No, he was a White Sox.
No, he was a White Sox.
White Sox.
He was a White Sox.
Yeah, he was a White. Yeah, okay, yeah.
He was a White Stocking.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, Chris Sale, his best days were in Chicago.
Yeah, that was his prime.
Yeah.
And then once he left Chicago, he
wasted, because the thing with Chris Sale, and White Sox pitchers always seem to do this because doing it with Dylan Cease, like Chris Sale would throw a gem, but he wouldn't get the run support.
So he got the Jacob deGrom treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
throw 8 or 9 shutout innings of striking out 12 to 15 guys, but then they can't buy a hit. You know, that's ever always happened. But it's like, I said, I'll come on the show, and if they were to win something, I'll admit I was wrong. But I don't think I'm wrong. 2025, because they've already said they're looking forward to 2025.
They can say it.
Well, by them saying that, what is that? Christian, all right, if the Yankees said, we're looking forward to 2025, what are you, as a fan, what does that mean to you, that they're giving up on 2024 before it even starts?
Yeah, basically.
I think
that's the I'm trying to make. The Mets have said, we can't wait for 2025, which means you're basically going to go through the motions for 2024. That's why you're signing all these 1 or 2 year deals with these no-name pieces of shit that don't mean crap.
I can tell you exactly why they said it. Brian, what do you think? Why do you think they said it?
What?
Why do you think a owner would say to the public, we're looking forward to 2025?
Oh, because they know the 2024 season is going to suck dick.
I think they're doing it to piss off the players. Saying, okay, yeah, fine, we'll show you. So light a fire under their ass, because God forbid they didn't fucking have a fire last year. They gave up. Let's face it. It was a problem, but so was the fucking management, the GM of that team, because he wanted Vogelback to fucking play every game. I love Vogelback, but God forbid, he didn't need to be there when he was in a 24-game slump. You got to look at it from both ends. Yes. Can the Mets have a shitty year? Yeah. Are they going to be as bad as the A's? No.
Yeah, well, we'll see who's got the better record at the end of the year. I'll just say this. If the Mets end up having a worse record than Oakland, would you come on this channel and say you were right and I was wrong?
The Mets have a worse season than Oakland. They should fucking sell the team.
But you didn't answer my question.
Again, I think me saying they should sell the fucking team, if they have a worse record than Oakland, when Vegas has Oakland winning 50 games, like they have, forget younger players. The only thing that's good about Oakland is they might have some good prospects in the fucking minor leagues.
Well, you know what it is? They're also going to have a high number in the fucking draft, too.
Yeah, well, when you have 100, when you have 78 rounds in a major league draft, who the fuck cares?
The only know is the Cleveland Guardians got the number one draft pick this year.
Well, Cleveland Indians, baby, bring them back.
I agree, but anyway, let's move on to other topics. Big Knicks trade, huh?
That hasn't happened yet.
No, just recently they made a trade.
Yeah, that what you sent me is not going to happen. But they sent the Knicks got Anunoby, and they got rid of R.J. Barrett and Quigley, which was a head-scratcher for that one. I understood Barrett. I didn't understand Quigley. Christian,
well, since I don't know a lot about basketball, but I did – certain Knicks fans were like all over the radio stations going crazy that they got this guy. I'm like, I don't know the first thing about him, but I know he had a great first game.
Yeah, I don't know much about him because I didn't, like, honestly, I haven't watched the Toronto Raptors since they won the finals, which is like almost 5 years ago. Damn, that's tough to believe. But,
yeah, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then John goes, oh, there's rumors that they're going to get Zion. I go, no, they're not.
I don't want him.
No, I would have taken him if RJ was still here.
Nah, I don't want him at all.
Wait, you don't want him?
Think about it.
Let's go from beignets to cannolis.
You ain't wrong.
Shit.
Go from beignets to
cannolis
to eclairs.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They go from May Wee to Bada Bing.
He really ain't shit. He's not that good.
Who, Zion?
Yeah, not anymore.
No, it's not that he's not that. No. I'm going to stop you.
No.
He's good. I just think he's in his head too much. That's the problem. Yeah, I think that's the issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're not totally wrong.
No, I got you on that.
No, it's just not like we have money.
Honestly, I have not given two shits about basketball. I haven't even watched any real college yet.
Because
We've been watching, because let's face it, we've been watching fucking college football.
Which is now over, right?
Nope, one more game.
What's the one game left?
National title.
And that's who?
Michigan versus Washington. I was impressed with New Year's weekend games, the week going into this. These games were actually a shit ton of fun. Christian, did you watch? I know I said this to Ryan. Did you watch any of the Pop-Tart Bowl?
What do you think?
I mean, I want to, just for the fact that K-State was fucking, is going to be fucking.
You know what? I'm gonna say it to you like this. Spell the word on backwards. And there's
a
test.
Hey, there's an IQ test. Take your middle finger and stick it up. There you go. That's what I think.
Hello.
Or as they used to say in the 90s, up your butt and around the corner.
Go suck a dick with your butt.
What the? Wait, hold on. Was that your undercover brother impersonation?
Yeah.
Listen, he don't like this stuff. He had sex with a white woman. Oh, is it everything I dreamed of?
Was he making his way downtown?
No, wrong movie.
I love that song.
I love that. Yeah, fucking Dave Chappelle and goddamn Eddie Griffin. Oh, that movie is so underrated.
What, Undercover Brother?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but apparently nobody understood, other than Ronnie, nobody else got that making their way downtown.
Oh, I think everybody's seen White Chicks.
Or at least knows who Terry Crews is and his famous Michelle Branch memes.
Oh, I mean, also the fact that motherfucker was a second rounder for the L.A. Chargers, or the San Diego Chargers at the time.
Nah, the Rams. He played for the Rams.
He played for the Chargers, too.
Mm.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he? I know he was drafted, but did he actually play in the NFL?
Yep.
When did he play in the NFL?
90s. Could be wrong about that. Christian, what do you think? Am I ballpark?
You might be. It may have even been a little here. Let me look. I'm right here.
I was going to say, I know he was drafted in the NFL, but I don't remember ever hearing him or ever seeing any highlights with him playing. So.
Oh, I've seen highlights with him playing.
Did he play in, like, the Canadian?
Yeah, he played for the Rams, the Chargers, and the Washington Redskins. He came into the league in 91, and he was out. He was out by 96.
He played for the Ren Fire in the NFL Europe League.
That's saying something.
Yeah, that's some old school.
I was
going to
say,
right,
didn't he play in Canada too?
No. I think I remember him from 93. I remember him as a Charger. But he was Eagle on the practice squad. But his
he was
last
never
game
a, he was never a starter, was he?
Yes, he was.
Was he?
Oh yeah, he was a starter for the Rams, he was a starter for the Chargers, and he started for the Skins.
I just know him mostly as from acting. I mean, I know he played football, but I didn't think he played for anybody big.
Yeah, all I know him as is a cheap motherfucker from Everybody Hates Me.
I remember from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Longest, I remember from The Longest Yard.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
I got the fries that across your ass.
I got the burgers.
He said, I got the shakes that'll make you quake. I got the burgers. Man, I just got burgers.
Burgers.
Man, that movie was hilarious.
Yeah, but no.
What, the Adam Sandler version?
I haven't watched it in a while.
Are we talking about your nipples?
We're not.
The Longest Yard. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I know. Kevin Nash. We're not.
Oh, my
rib. I think he just shit himself.
Look at you looking like a baby back bitch.
I'll make sure to bring your books and maybe some diapers.
Goddamn.
I go to fucking.
Okay, Christian, you can speak on this, and so can Ryan because it's St. Louis. What would we be talking about if would we be talking about Nelly being a Hall of Famer if he went pro instead of went into music?
Yeah.
Screw you, Skype.
Oh, did he get kicked?
Yeah, I got kicked.
That sucks.
That happened to me last week.
Would we be talking about Nelly being a possible Hall of Famer in any sport he plays if he went pro in sports other than going into music?
Oh, you said Nelly?
Yeah.
Ah.
Because apparently he was a 5-star recruit.
Yeah, nah, Nelly's a good basketball player.
Apparently he was a 5-star recruit in football.
Yeah, he was quick. Maybe. If it had panned out, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a couple good seasons with no injuries.
Yeah, I mean, that was, like, the funniest stuff, seeing him playing flag football. It's like, oh, yeah, he was a 5-star recruit. What?
Yeah, and Nelly is going to be 50 years old this year, and he looks better than some guys my age.
Yeah. And having his first kid with Christina Milian, right?
Nah, he's not having a baby with Ashanti.
Ashanti.
She's not pregnant.
That whole shit blowing up is.
Yeah, but he's a time waster. That's all it is.
Yeah. All right.
Because like, someone asked me about that, and they were like, "How come Ashanti looks so happy?" And I'm like, "You ever seen a sad clown?"
I get you. All right, let's talk about the week of college football that's happened, because God forbid there's a lot to go through for these games real quick. The big thing is, yes, as much as I joke about it, the Pop-Tart Bowl happened, but coming from that game, K-State's got a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman quarterback, Kansas State is going to be a threat next year.
Mm-hmm. Possibly,
I think they have the best chance of making the fucking playoffs. That is going to be sneaky. Like, that team was sneakily good. Great running back. The quarterback is a young kid that doesn't turn the ball over. Missouri beating Ohio State. Mizzou doesn't have – the only team they face that's any challenge next year is Alabama and Texas A&M in Texas A&M. Mm. Those are the only two games. So they could be 10-2 coming out of there, and they could still be ranked 9th or 10th. And make the college football playoff next year.
Mm-hmm.
So Mizzou is going to be a team. Notre Dame put a whooping on Oregon State, but that was without DJU. Oregon State, welcome to the Pac-2. Penn State looked like complete garbage.
Yeah.
Christian, I got to ask you, what is your thoughts on this whole Georgia bullshit?
I mean, you knew Georgia was going to be pissed off. You knew the game was kind of uneven. Like, I was looking forward to previewing that one last week, if I'm being completely honest with you, because, you know, it's ironic that the two teams that they left out, they play each other in the New Year's Six Bowl. But so many of Florida State's recruits just, you know, decided to not play. And, I mean, what do you expect when it's third and fourth stringers against Georgia's number ones? I mean, Georgia was the better team. I still think Georgia would have won that game, but I'm not surprised that Georgia won this game by 60 points.
No. It was an embarrassment, not by the committee, but it was an embarrassment by Florida State. I get it. You wanted some of these kids didn't play because they were going to the draft, but a lot of them, quote unquote, boycotted the game. They didn't.
Yeah.
They boycotted it because they felt slighted that they didn't make it. Listen, I'm sorry. They didn't make the college football playoff. I get it. But, okay, so then you had four. So then you would have had Alabama out. Michigan would have rolled over Florida State. You have that. Michigan rolls over Florida State. Then the committee looks like how they did when they let Ohio State in all those years ago. Or when they let Washington in. They look bad. They have egg on their face. This is the one thing that was like, listen, the 5-6 play each other. That should have been a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But Georgia just, shit, you thought it was going to be like a 20-point spread. It turned out to be a 60-point blowout.
I got a question for Questioner when you're done.
No, what's the question?
Now, with one college game being left to be played,
mm-hmm.
I want to know who, if you could name the top five guys that you know are going to go in the draft, the top five guys that you think are going to go, and who are they going to go to in college?
There's Marvin Harrison Jr. He's probably the best player in this draft class. He is the son of Marvin Harrison, who played with the Indianapolis Colts.
Caleb Williams
is another one.
He shouldn't be going top five, but he's going to probably go one.
He's going to probably, yeah, sadly.
Drake May.
Drake May is another one, so there's three right there.
Marvin Harrison Jr., the guard from Notre Dame is probably going to be in the top
Joe
five.
Alt, and then I look at Jarrett Verse. I think he could be the next great defensive player in the NFL. And the young defensive players are, you know, they're on the rise. You know, yeah, he's maybe a little bit older, but T.J. Watt is one. Same with Myles Garrett. Nick Bosa, to name a few. I mean, Aaron Donald is still good, but he's an elder statesman now of the NFL. But Jarrett Verse reminds me a lot of Kayvon Thibodeau, who plays for the New York Giants. Kind of have that same build, twitchy, can play off the end, can line up as a linebacker, an outside linebacker at that. I think he's going to be really good. But one guy who I know is going to get drafted is Dallas Turner, who played for the Alabama Crimson Tide. You know, he went from being the guy that played alongside Will Anderson in 2022 to being the guy that they built this defense around in Tuscaloosa.
All right, now, but where do you see these kids going?
Don't know.
I see Marvin going.
Or what do you should say? I should say, where do you think they're going to go?
I think Marvin goes to the Bears, honestly, because Justin Fields has improved, and getting rid of him, I think, will set the Bears back immensely.
Well, that means they're not going to draft. That means he's probably going to go first, or they're going to drop him back to three, because Caleb Williams is probably going to be your top pick of the draft.
Yeah, I think Caleb Williams ends up in Arizona because I have a feeling that Arizona's going to part ways with
Kyler Murray.
With Kyler Murray.
He still has a Major League Baseball. He could go back. You know what team drafted him?
The Jets need to be all in on him because the Jets' offensive line is a mass unit. Drake May, potentially, I could see him going to the Giants because the Giants need a quarterback. Let's just call it what it is. They need a guy that can create opportunities for the receivers down the field. You know, you didn't really get that from Eli, even in his prime, and you definitely haven't gotten that from Daniel Jones. And I always say this, John, when a new head coach comes in, he doesn't want, unfortunately, and I hate to use this term, he doesn't want the leftovers from the previous regime and the previous coach.
He wants to buy the groceries.
And I think that's what Brian Daboll is going to do. You know, he's going to draft the quarterback because look at what Brian Daboll did with Josh Allen.
Christian?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but Drake May is not going to go to the Giants.
It's just a thought. I didn't say he was going to
go. No, I'll tell you where he's going to go, though.
Where?
To number three, to New England.
I can see it.
And right now, Arizona's at four. Chicago is the first pick. Washington, two, who they have a quarterback, but they need a quarterback.
Where are the Jets in the first round?
As of right now, eighth.
Okay. Could the Jets make a trade to fall to go higher?
They could, but it'd be stupid because they need an offensive lineman, and there's three offensive linemen that will be there by the time they get to eight.
So you don't see the Jets drafting another fucking quarterback this year?
No, not with Rodgers. They'll go and trade. Honestly, if they're going to do anything, they might trade for Kyler Murray down the road. But it's not going to be. There's nobody, unless they can get somebody in the second round, like a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix Jr., then that's when you draft your quarterback. You don't draft him in the first round. And Bo Nix, I mean, I'm looking at where he could go. You could put him in Tampa. You could go, if he's there at Tampa, he might go to Tampa. He could go to, you could have him backing up Goff in Detroit. Because Goff only got two more years probably until he's going to be done. You're not. What do you do with Stafford? Because how many years does Stafford have left? The Rams could use a quarterback.
Yeah.
So you got that. So, I mean, I would say as a joke, Dallas could draft a quarterback.
Well, the Jets just announced that they cut bait with, what's his name, the guy that they signed.
Good fucking riddance. Get rid of Dalvin Cook.
That's what I'm saying. They just got rid of him.
He didn't do anything. There was no point of having him. That was also just money. It wasn't like that. It wasn't that big of a deal. But no, then we come to New Year's Day where Michigan, honest to God, I thought Michigan was going to lose that game, Christian.
Yeah, looking at the matchup, remember I told you this was a dream matchup. I mean, for the typical football fan, you got the winningest program in college football history against arguably a GOAT of all time in Nick Saban. You know, it just seemed like Alabama came out ready to go, guns blazing. But you got to give Michigan a lot of credit because Michigan adjusted. And what do I always tell you? The team that adjusts after halftime is the team that's going to win the football game, man. I just saw that Michigan defense. And remember what I said to you, Ronnie, all year. If there was going to be a downfall for Alabama, what was it going to be? Do you remember what I said?
I was gonna come on Blake Corum.
No, I said for Alabama, it was gonna be their offensive line because they've had issues. this year. And when you think of Alabama football, you normally think of them having strong fronts on both sides of the ball in the trenches, right? Strong offensive line, strong defensive line. And Michigan's defense, they're almost like the Ravens in a way because they can throw so many different looks at you and you don't know who they're going to throw at you. You know, they're going to run delayed blitzes. They're going to contain you. They're going to put pressure on you. And that's exactly what they did. And, you know, that play call at the end by Alabama, that was just terrible. I would have thrown it because Alabama was expecting that. Yeah, Michigan was playing back in zone, right? But one of those receivers could have found a crease in the zone scheme, in the zone coverage. Huge win for Michigan. This may be their biggest win ever as a program. And, I mean, this is a college football blue blood we're talking about. Now, okay, we've talked about this too. Jim Harbaugh has lifted the weight of beating Ohio State now, right? Now he's finally won a playoff game. Now, can he go and get the big one?
Yeah. Which then follow up with the next game, which was another freaking banger.
Yeah.
Texas Washington was an instant classic.
Yeah, it was. I knew it was going to be a shootout, right? Because both teams can really let the ball fly down the field, and it was a matchup of two of the best quarterbacks in the country, Michael Penix Jr. and Quinn Ewers. But what makes Washington so strong is their offensive line. Listen when I say this, John.
I'm listening.
They only gave up 11 sacks all year long.
That's pretty fucking good to give away that all up.
So they're great when it comes to protecting the passer. And I remember telling you guys last week before I released the preview, if Texas can do a decent job containing Roma Dunze, Jalen Polk, and Jalen McMillan, they have a chance, you know, because that pass rush can get home. But Penix left with too clean of a jersey for my liking, and Texas got down a little too far and a little too early, and they were just never really able to get themselves back in the game. Washington really just controlled the tempo of the game. They fed Dylan Johnson the ball. They found different ways to get a Dunze the football. Great game. This was honestly the best weekend for the college football playoff that I've seen, because you've always had one game that was a blowout, and then you had another game that was close. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, great games, and now we have a natty. Let's talk about it.
Yep, and we'll go right into that, because the national title game as of Monday will be Michigan versus Washington, your number one versus number two seed. Michigan is a 4.5-point favorite. Like I said, both teams undefeated. God, for the first time in God knows how long, this is the only time I think two teams have been undefeated going into a bowl game. Like, in a while.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one, I'm really looking forward to this one. And believe it or not, guys, this is going to be my 13th national championship that I'm previewing. Like, you know, I remember when I did my first one, and now to be at 13, that's special, and this is something I don't take for granted. But just looking at the game as a whole, one, man, it feels good to not have a
dark cloud over this?
No, an SEC team, because like the last 7 to 8 years, there's been an SEC team.
It's a team named Georgia, LSU, or Alabama.
Georgia, LSU, Alabama, and even the ACC was dominating it for a while with Clemson. Because you remember,
yep,
we got three matchups in the national championship between Clemson and Alabama. Remember?
Yeah, I was going to say the only non-teams that were that was, what, Texas and
then
Ohio State. But
yeah.
I think even, wasn't Texas when it was two?
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to say, it wasn't even four. That was... No, that wasn't Vince Young, was it? Not if that's right, I'm old.
Nah, that was Colt McCoy. When they played Alabama?
I will look that up. I thought that was...
But, you know, looking
I thought
at
that
the
was, I thought that was Young.
Looking at, what, in the Texas-USC game?
Yeah, the Natty.
Texas-USC?
Title, hold on. I'm trying to think when they last won it.
They won it in 2005, 2006.
Yeah, because that was...
That was Young.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last time they won it.
Yeah, but nah. All right, can I, Ronnie?
Go ahead.
You know, looking at the matchup, you know, I've been saying Michigan is the best team in the country all year long because they find different ways to beat you. And this offense, it's controlled by two guys. Well, really, one, Blake Corum, and you see the difference he makes when he's on the field. Because I'll continue to say it to this day. If he plays last year, Michigan is in the national title game in back-to-back years. So just what a difference it makes having your best player on the football field. But they have a formidable trio of receivers in Roman Wilson, Cornelius Johnson, and the big guy, the tight end, 6'6", 245 pounds, Colston Loveland. They have a good offensive line. They run the football. Michigan's bread and butter is simple. They want to run the ball. They want to be nasty in the trenches, and they want to violently and physically dominate the line of scrimmage. Washington, they're the opposite because they're a finesse team. They want to beat you with tempo. They want to beat you with speed. They want to beat you with no huddle. And, look, I can rave about Michael Penix Jr. all day. I mean, this kid has really taken tremendous strides as a quarterback because at Indiana – he was not throwing the ball like he is now. He's really turned himself into a pocket guy, but he can still run when the opportunity presents itself. And you saw that a couple times on Monday night against the Texas Longhorns. But, you know, I look at this matchup, and I honestly think Washington has the best duo from a quarterback receiver perspective in the country, in Michael Penix Jr. and Roma Dunze. They just know how to find each other, you know, and your quarterback isn't getting the ball to a wide receiver unless he trusts you. But you could tell MPJ has all the trust in Rome. And, I mean, may sound a little cliche, maybe a little bit of a pun and a dad joke, but, man, Rome really wasn't built in one day. Yeah, like I just mentioned to John, Washington has the best offensive line in the country. So there's two matchups that I'm looking forward to seeing in this game. One, the Michigan pass rush against this Washington offensive line, because you've got to get Michael Penix Jr. in long yardage situations. Like, you cannot allow him to just sit back in that pocket and pick apart your secondary, right? That's number one. And number two, I'm looking forward to the Michigan secondary against these Washington wide receivers, because I think this is going to be the best offense that Michigan's defense is going to see all year long. This is the best quarterback they're going to see. And, yeah, they've already seen one great wide receiver in Marvin Harrison Jr., but what they're about to see, the speed and how they're able to stretch the field, you know, this is going to present a test and a challenge for the Michigan Wolverines. I can't wait to preview this game. I preview it on Monday. After Monday evening quarterback, Ronnie, will you be there for Monday evening quarterback?
I believe I actually will be.
Okay, cool.
I should have no problem with that.
Yeah, but just looking at the matchup, I mean, there's stars galore, you know, on both sides. And these are two really good and very well-coached football teams. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Washington, I call them the cardiac kids because they keep you on the edge of your seat. You know, ever since that Oregon game, the regular season game, they've won every game by 7 points or less. I think the only game that they didn't win by 7 points or less was the game at in Southern California against USC. But other than that, they beat Oregon twice. I thought they were about to lose this one on Monday night against Texas, but their defense was able to hold on. And Kalen DeBoer, he's coach of the year for a reason. Yeah, this is going to be a great game. Both teams are 14-0. Unfortunately, someone is going to go home tasting defeat. This is always one of my favorite times of the year during football, you guys, because the NFL is just ending. You have the national championship. You have some division titles on the line in the NFL, which I know we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes. But then you have the national championship as well. I mean, last year's national championship, it was over after the first quarter.
It was a rout.
Yeah, Georgia just had their way with TCU. Yeah, this is going to be fun. Remember, I had Michigan in the national title game. Remember when I put my picks up, Ronnie?
Yep.
Everything? Yeah, I had Michigan in the national title game. I mean, this has been a battle-tested team. And Washington, they're a scrappy team. They're not going to go down without a fight.
No, yeah. All right.
And
so,
I preview it on Monday. Like I said,
I know you are.
And you can catch me on Twitter. I will be breaking this game down.
So, all right. So, the one thing that I'm looking forward to for this game, and you kind of said it, but on the same hand, you left out one other big one, and that is the Washington defense versus Blake Corum.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Washington's defense is very hit or miss because they don't really have the guys to rush the passer. So the only time they can really rush the passer is when they blitz, okay? And, yeah, they've improved under Kalen DeBoer, but they're not elite in any sense of the fashion. But I agree. You know, I want to see because if I'm Washington – I'm stacking that box. I'm coming out 9-man, 10-man box. And I'm daring J.J. McCarthy to beat me.
Because it's proven right there that can the Washington defense, not just the Washington defense, sorry, can the Michigan defense stop Michael Penix?
The best way to stop him is to
get in his face.
Not only get in his face, you got to get him and you got to push him back. So I would pressure him up the middle. You saw how Michigan was able to get pressure up the B gap and really hit Milroe. That's what you have to do. But it's going to be tough because this Washington offensive line, they have five starters who are a brick wall. Because look, go back and look at some highlights of Washington this year. Michael Penix Jr. has left with the cleanest jersey. And, you know, as a former defensive player, that makes me cringe. But they find ways. I mean, they find ways to keep the quarterback protected. So the way I'm looking at it, you're going to see Michigan throw a lot of stunts and you're going to see a lot of loops. And they're going to run a lot of what's called delayed blitzes. A delayed blitz, for those who are listening, if you don't know what it is, a delayed blitz is when blitz is literally sent when the ball is in the quarterback's hand because everybody's blocked up and then everybody forgets about the one guy that's being sent on the blitz. Normally, a delayed blitz is sent with a safety.
It's the five Mississippi rule. Guy waits 5 seconds and then goes.
Right. And there's no answer for it. Have you noticed that?
Nope. But, again, it's one of those things where I kind of look at this, and it's going to be this. I do not trust this spread. The spread is 4.5 in this game. I will make this perfectly clear. If Michigan wins this game, it's going to be by a field goal. Betting-wise, I will take Washington. But overall, this game, I'm taking the boys in maize and blue, even if they might get the game taken away from them 3 months later.
Yeah.
The one thing the committee does not want to do right now is hand John Harbaugh the natty. This is the New England Patriots shit all over again when they had when they had to handcraft the fucking trophy.
Yeah, but come on. You can't deny the fact that this Michigan group has been the most dominant team in college.
Oh, I'm not. I think they should win the – if they win the Natty, they've earned it no matter what. But at the same time, don't be shocked if
– Think about it. Michigan, they're a tougher team now than what they were, say, 7 or 8 years ago when Jim first took the job. Because look at some of those games that Michigan played early on, right? They lose probably one or two of those games because they're not mentally sound. Now you just have a mentally tough football team, and then you look at Washington, and Michael Penix Jr. He's the catalyst behind this offense. They wouldn't be here without him. Game is going to be won in the trenches because I just want to see what type of game plan they're going to throw at Michael Penix Jr. Because if they hit him, and I mean if they hit him early and often, Michigan's going to steamroll.
Yep.
To a natty.
Yeah, I'm taking Michigan money line on this game. I am not touching the spread on this game whatsoever. John, who are you taking, Michigan or Washington?
I'll take Michigan.
Rye?
Michigan.
Michigan.
And I preview it on Monday, so be on the lookout for it. Man, kind of sad because this is the last college game of the year. You know, sometimes I like previewing the college game a little bit more than I do the NFL. I mean, I love what I do, the NFL, but, you know, the college game has really showed me to expand because when I first started, I didn't.
Well, in my opinion, I think this expansion of the playoffs is going to be a good thing.
Yeah, I think so too. But I think this is going to be a great game. I have my title thought out, Ronnie. It's going to be fun. Michigan has a balanced offensive attack, but if you're Washington, like I said last week about Alabama, you want to make this a shootout because Michigan doesn't want to make this a shootout. They want to slow the game down, right? They want to ground and pound. They want to run the football. They want to control the line of scrimmage. They want to milk the clock. And then you force defenses to sit in that box, load the box, and then J.J. McCarthy can use that play action and take a shot down the field because I like the separation that these Michigan receivers can create.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But, Christian, I have a question for you.
Okay.
It's in the NBA. It's actually in college. So have you been seeing the Caitlin Clark shots, the shot that has been going around now that she hit last night?
I haven't.
So she hit a back crossover three from the logo in Iowa, like from the top of the logo.
What, to win the game?
To win the game.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to send it to you
on
Twitter. She dropped another 40 burger.
Wow. Wow.
Is she, and I'm not going to say the best in college because there's too many people saying that, but is she one of the best pure shooters in men and college basketball now?
She may be the greatest woman shooter.
Yeah, and I'm not putting her with like, everyone's like, oh, well, she can beat Steph Curry. I go, let's not get that crazy.
Nah,
good shooter, but she's also doing it, and like she's the anomaly in women's sports right now. She's the reason people are watching women's sports.
Yeah, I mean, to me, she's the face of women's college basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she still has a year of eligibility. She doesn't have to go pro because of COVID.
You know, I think honestly, Caitlin Clark kind of reminds me a lot, you know, the buzz surrounding her is almost similar to Zion Williamson when he was at Duke. You know, Zion invigorated the game of men's college basketball. And look, I hate Duke. You know that.
Yep.
I'm a Tar Heel. But anytime Duke and Zion were playing, I was watching. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, I showed Ryan this the other day, and it was just, granted, Ryan was joking about the quality of the the video. But
like watches it like somebody recorded that shit on a fucking 2005 fucking Walmart fucking webcam.
But she's averaging
a fucking stop motion.
So she's averaging 45% for the like for the last 4 years. She's averaging like 45% from three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't be surprised if she were in the 50-40-90 club.
She's been breaking records already. Like this girl last night dropped another 40 piece. She's just insane. I mean, everyone's like, "Oh, well, she didn't she showed off last year. She was this, she was that." I go, "Yeah." I forget the girl from LSU's name, but like, what is she doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's in the WNBA now. I know she is. But what is she doing?
Who, Angel Reese?
Yeah.
She's not in the NBA.
She's not in the WNBA? I thought she was.
No, she came back.
Okay, then, you know what? Stand by that. Strike that. Reverse it. What the hell is she doing in LSU?
I think it's something academically that's going on, from what her coach said.
Yeah. Like, all right, that sucks. But Caitlin Clark right now is, the reason, like, I keep my eye on women's college sports.
Yeah.
Like, there were never a lot of women that were like that. By the way, they were the standalone game last night on freaking Peacock.
I believe it.
And she dropped the buzzer beater. I sent it to all three of you. And, Ryan, I sent you a better version of it on Twitter.
Okay, cool.
And, John, I sent it to you, too.
Okay.
But she had five assists. She only had one rebound, five assists, three steals, and 40 points.
Wow.
She went 14 for 34, 4 for 4 from three throws, and 8 for 20 from three.
Wow.
Like, just this season, she's averaging 31 points, just this season. She's shooting 48% from the field. Not going to lie. How much are these tickets? 1/5, when's the 5th? Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What?
I kind of want to go to this game now. Iowa's playing Rutgers, the women's team. They're playing Rutgers in the fucking rack. Kind of want to go to this.
You'll probably just walk up and get tickets for it.
Not with this girl. $70 to get into a women's game, and Rutgers is not good this year for the women. That's just to get in the stadium. You want courtside? Jesus Christ.
Go ahead. What is it?
You want courtside? You're going to be paying close to four figures. It's about a G. Just sit courtside. That just right there, that says this girl is must watch. It's insane. But, all right. Christian, I need what you're... I kind of figured out what you're doing, but I need your other games you're previewing.
Oh, okay.
I kind of figured you're doing the last one.
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now.
I kind of had a feeling you're doing the Sunday night game.
Maybe.
Really? If you don't do Miami, if you're not doing Miami Buffalo.
Maybe.
All right, we're ready to get into the NFL.
I mean, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Still pretty much the same standings as last week. Nothing really has changed. Okay, the second one surprised me, Christian. But let's go to Saturday. Last week of the regular season till the playoffs, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who need a win to get it, to possibly get in.
I mean, we're still on the bubble. Still on the bubble.
Yeah, I think they need a win, and then they need Baltimore. They need Indy to lose
Christian?
Yeah.
Buffalo loses. Buffalo's out. Pittsburgh's in.
Oh.
No pressure.
Oh.
And whoever loses this game, or whoever loses the Colts-Texan game is out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a win and you're in.
Yeah, that's a win and you're in. But if Buffalo loses, Buffalo was out of the playoffs, and Pittsburgh takes their spot.
Pittsburgh, baby.
So this game means everything. And by the way, they just announced that Hundley will be your starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. So they are going backups.
Dude, I just realized that one of my coworkers kind of looks like me.
What?
One of my coworkers kind of looks like Mason Rudolph.
Oh. So, all right. Christian, who are you taking?
I mean, I know these teams not like each other.
No.
You know, looking at the last time they played, Lamar simply lost his game for them because I know he fumbled the ball and he threw an interception and his miscues ended up leading to George Pickens making a go-ahead score. I mean, look, Baltimore has nothing to play for. They're going to be resting key players, and the Steelers, they need help. And, of course, they need to win to make the playoffs. And I'm gonna take the Steelers here.
Yeah, I'll go with the Steelers, too.
Pittsburgh.
I got to go Pittsburgh also. I really think Pittsburgh is the game right now. It's no word if it's going to be Kenny or if it's going to be Rudolph. They didn't
which
announce
is smart
who started.
Which is smart because you announce it maybe 10 or 15 minutes before kickoff because you want to throw that defense off.
It's that, but I mean – Baltimore has nothing to play for. They got the first seed. They can rest their guys. They have the bye, which worries me a little bit. I think you're going to see, as much as they said Lamar is not going to play, I really think they should have Lamar play at least a quarter.
Nope, you sit him.
But here's the thing. You sit him for 2 weeks. Remember the last time a top end quarterback sat for 2 weeks. That was Peyton Manning. They got blown out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that would be my worry. I mean, yes, you're resting his legs, but I mean, it really also then depends on who they play after their bye. I would be a little bit worried about him coming out of the bye having 2 weeks of rest. But then again, that's going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, give me Pittsburgh. And next on ESPN, ABC, and ESPN Plus, Houston takes on the Colts. This is a win or you're in. Houston is a one-point favorite. Christian, you're previewing it. What do you got?
I mean, you see the difference having C.J. Stroud makes on the field compared to when he isn't there. I mean, they're a completely different ball club. It's night and day. You know, the Colts, I thought the Colts were done for because the Falcons just ran through them, ran circles around them, and just ran all over them. But last week, they were able to hold off the Raiders. You know, I think this game comes down to the fourth quarter. This is the biggest game between the two that we've had in quite some time. I can't wait for this one. Saturday night, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman.
I preview it tomorrow. Be on the lookout. I just want to see, can this Houston front get home to Garden and Minshew? And if they can do that, they're going to have a good shot. And this Colts defense is no slouch either. You got to – I'd make CJ run because he's not much of a runner. You know, I play back in zone. I cover every receiver. And then most importantly, you know, I look at trying to just make him run. You know, can Houston run the football? That's the question I want to see right there because they're feeding Devin Singletary. I wish Buffalo had did the same thing. But, yeah, this is going to be fun. That crowd is going to be live. Lucas Oil Stadium. This is technically a playoff game. It's going to have the feel of a playoff game because the winner moves on and the loser goes home.
Yep. Brian, what were you saying?
What?
What were you saying?
I
heard you say something coming in. I thought you had something to say.
Oh, no. I said Christian could tell the truth. They ran a train on him.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Ryan, who you got?
I'm going to go Houston.
I am also going to go with Houston.
Might as well make it the trifecta. I'll go for it, too.
Yeah, I think Houston, how they went and turned into, they deserve to make the playoffs. All right. Going to the pretty much the games that don't mean shit. Giants-Eagles. Philly's a 5-point favorite. Do we need to say it? Phillies or Philly?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ryan, you want to say it?
No, you say it.
Say it.
All right. So, what is the name? What was the name I came up with for them? Philadelphia fuckers.
Yes, that works. Hey. There you go. Oh,
God. Wrong guy.
Hello, Satan.
What's up, guys?
Why the fuck do you sound like Raider Dave? Why is Raider Dave in hell?
Just checking in.
Did you die?
No.
Did Vinny get to you?
Not a bad experience.
Did you want to hide?
I wanted to see what it was like being Eagles.
So you sold your soul to the devil?
Well, I mean, I don't need a soul.
I mean, you could have sold your genitals. It wouldn't have really been much.
I tried. You know what?
Did it at least come with a Philly cheesesteak?
It did. It was Gina.
Oh, you got ripped off!
What?
You got ripped off!
All right, look, I think I can get out of this deal.
You're gonna go with a chain. Go with Tony Luke's.
There you go.
Do you think I can get out of this deal?
No, it's with the devil. Listen, unless you consider yourself a diehard Vegas Aces fan for the WNBA, that's a living hell on its own.
I mean, I tried. It was really hard. It seemed like the next step.
Hold on. Yeah. You got out of this. You can get out of this in one thing. Say you weren't on the flight of Epstein.
I was.
Well, then that should be a deal breaker. You're not all bad.
Well, there was a contract. I signed with blood. I think.
Where did the blood come from?
I don't want to talk about it.
No. Joanna's not in hell yet. She's in Reno.
She is not. I see her down here right in the minibar.
Hello, darling. How'd you die? How the fuck you die, Joanna? Well, you know, this is what happens when you smoke pole before smoking pole.
Look, I need you to get me out of this deal with the devil.
Dude, it's on you. No Swedish meatballs and IKEA furniture can get you out of this one.
Nope.
Oh, it's Rated Dave. We're all going to be a happy family down here. Hey, you made a deal with the devil, Dave. Darling, come here. We'll go find Saddam and go have fun. Oh, I've been to Philly, too. You know that bell? That bell was known after me because they used to bang me up for everything.
Yeah.
And you know that crack? Yeah, that's where they got it from. You know, I used to know the devil very well, so maybe we can go have more stuff out of his minibar.
The minibar.
Yeah, the minibar. Unless you send me back up there, you better bring Ray and Dave up there, too, so we can go get some Philly cheesesteaks from actual Philly. It's actually something in Philly.
What if I told you guys my entire plan for buying Dave's soul was to reunite him with his testicles?
Well, I mean, that's great for me.
They ended up down here. We don't know why.
Well, that's great for me. I need something to have fun with.
Christian?
Yes?
Help me.
I got you back.
I don't think Christian can even help you on this one. Joanna and Raider Dave are in hell. How are you going to get out of this one unless you send one or two of them back, or one of them?
I'll send one of them back. One of them's fair.
But the other one has a free pass to get to hell at any minute. So how you? Which one are you going to send back?
Listen to me. That bitch OD'd in a fucking McDonald's bathroom. I revoke that shit.
Oh, yeah, well, it took a long time for the shit to kick in Hoboken. You know, I used to be the devil. I used to be with the devil, but then I found out it was the Jersey Devil.
Donna.
Oh, God.
Donna.
I ain't paying attention. I just found out that one of the Jersey Shore people were stripping in Sayreville.
Oh, my sweetheart Angelina!
Here's the deal. If that never happens again, you can have them both back.
Oh, that's my granddaughter, Angelina. Angelina's had to go and strip for money. That's not a shock. She falls under the family tree.
Nobody wants to see.
The Staten Island whore next to the Brooklyn whore.
Nobody wants to see a 50-year-old, washed-up, wannabe, former MTV whore.
And what was Sonny?
A wrestling whore, and that's different. It's cooler.
It's cooler.
Yeah, when she wanted to get ICP makeup all over her crotch.
She did. I made sure that happened. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. You did not make reference to that fucking twerp on Facebook.
No, that's an ICP reference. What are you talking? You really
superhuman.
Yeah, whoop, whoop is fucking ICP.
I take credit for him, too. He's got what we call a stupid kid. And I made sure that motherfucker was pumped full of it. Almost extra chromosome level. And then I said it with him. With the love for wrestling and trading it off.
You gonna send him back?
Just because I heard you giggle like a little girl, I will send him back.
You can always rip his testicles off again.
I will send them back. You say you want to rip his testicles off?
No, you said you can. You're the devil. You can detach and reattach anything, can't you?
That would require me touching them.
I mean, you can always... You can always put your body in Juana.
Shut up, Juana. Come here. Look in the box in the corner.
The plot for Little Nicky 2?
Why is there a box in the corner?
Because it's got big balls in it. Look how weird they are.
Oh. That looks like the bathroom outside the North Penn Station.
That's one of my finest words, and it turns my stomach.
Next to the hobo. It's next to the hobo begging for money.
We have two options here, Ron. And I want you guys to, you can vote on this on YouTube. So I can either send them both back, but I keep Dave's balls here. Or I can send them both back. And one of you three can submit your place for eternity with me.
Canadians are weird.
Shut the fuck up. This is not Canada.
You can stop. Send Dave back and keep his testicles, because God forbid he needs
emotional damage.
I don't know. I think Christian might like to rip his balls off. Christian, you want to yak his sack off like a paper towel? Just grab him here. You know you want to.
Well, there it went.
How about you,
John?
I know you.
Hell
Jay,
no,
I ain't getting involved in that. That's all you.
Come on, man. You're the one with the...
That's my purse! I don't know you!
Let Ronnie have the fun.
No, I don't know you. That's my purse. Grab his dick and twist it.
Grab his dick and twist it.
Hey, yo.
Have you ever seen that bit?
Nah, but y'all sent that. Y'all said that shit a little too close to where other men live.
This is a UFC fight. Oh, my God.
All right, so I guess I'm keeping Dave's balls in a box.
Yeah, you're keeping Dave's balls in a box.
I'm never going to get rid of these things. Nobody wants them.
I mean, I'll take them.
They're yours.
Yay. Now I just gotta put this thing in the freezer and I have a good old poppin' fresh. Yay! Get the fuck out of here, Juana. You're back home. Go back to Philly. Go put that shit in an ice box and get your fucking shit. Go get your shine box.
I hope you wake up bored.
I'm surprised you didn't move to Michigan too.
Nah. Detroit Rock City is too good for me.
I don't know, man. If Juana went out there and fucking dropped a snatch in the lake, it would probably improve water conditions.
I'm the reason Flint, Michigan has proper drinking water.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. All right. Anyway, Christian, you're taking Philly or the Giants. We lose Christian.
More likely.
Christian's going to church.
Christian, are you taking Phil here in New York?
I'm taking the Eagles, but...
Holy
the,
shit.
The Eagles, have, look, there's nothing more that the Giants would want than to spoil the potential possibility of beating your arch rival. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But... to me, Philly was, they were exposed after that San Francisco game.
So, also then, that would keep them in the running to win the division.
Right.
Because they would need the Cowboys to beat Washington with Sam Howell at the helm. Because Sam Howell got announced as the starting quarterback for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, next game that doesn't really mean much because they're going to be starting nobody. The Browns take on the Bengals. Cincinnati is a 7-point favorite because there's no, I think, no one is starting for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking, you know what, I don't know. Christian, who are you taking?
I like Cleveland here. No, I'm sorry. I like the Bengals, actually, because the Browns and Bengals, they always seem to split games against one another, where Cleveland always dominates in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati dominates at home against Cleveland. I'm going to pick the Bengals.
Bengals.
Cincy.
So, Cincinnati, I'm going to take. But if Buffalo wins, Cleveland could get jumped by Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, sorry, by Miami. Miami could, because Buffalo would win the division, and then they would dig the 5 seed over Cleveland.
Who,
so
Miami
Cleveland,
would?
Miami would, and Cleveland would get the 6 seed.
Okay.
So that's the only thing that would change in that game. The who gives a shit game, the Detroit Lions are 3.5-point favorites against the Minnesota Vikings.
Lions.
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 Lions. No, wait, you know what?
You're going for the number one. You're going. Are you sure about that?
If you're going to say, you got to say it right.
No, I'm saying, are you sure about that after last week?
I think last week.
Okay. Alrighty then. All right, Jacksonville taking on the Tennessee Titans. Jacksonville's a 5-point favorite. Jacksonville needs to win the South. Christian?
This is who again?
Jags, Tennessee.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Tennessee.
So what's funny is I smell an upset because I do not think Trevor Lawrence is going to be healthy for this. Give me Tennessee. I think Jacksonville loses this game and knocks themselves out of the playoffs.
Yep. They've been declining.
All right. The really, who gives a fuck bowl? The New York Jets take on the New England Patriots. The Jets are a 2-point dog, but they have lost to the Patriots 21 straight times. Will it be 22?
And I think it'll be number 22. I'm taking the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree with Christian.
It's gonna be New England with Trevor Siemian's gonna be starting because it's not gonna be.
And it's Belichick's last game against the Jets. You don't think he wants to shove it down our throat before he leaves?
There's no. They've not come to a full decision on that yet.
I think he's gonna be back.
I think he's going to drop as the GM.
Yeah, because we see he can't handle both responsibilities.
No, I think he's going to stay as a coach. Or it's going to be vice versa. He's going to stay in the office and be done as there. He's going to stay in New England, though.
Yeah.
Ryan, who are you taking?
We're talking about New England.
Jets, the Jets. New England Jets versus the Jets.
New England Jets. New England, yeah, give me New England.
All right. Game that actually means something. The Atlanta Falcons take on the Saints. New Orleans is a 3-point favorite.
You know, both teams they're eerily similar to one another because you just never know what version of them you're going to get. Well, I thought the Saints would be a lot better than what they've shown this year because they've been so inconsistent. And the Falcons have talent. Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts. That's a formidable big three. But you need someone who can get you the ball. That's the only thing they need. They need the right coach and they need the right quarterback. I think the Saints win this one. It's at home. It's in a Superdome. Those fans are really going to be into it. I'm going to take the Saints. I previewed this one on the site today.
I'll go Saints too.
Right.
The
Saints, and they will still be alive, technically, to win the South. Because next game, if God forbid, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Carolina Panthers, the Bucs need to win the South. And pretty much if Baker wins this game, he's probably going to win Comeback Player of the Year.
So, I'm taking Tampa.
Tampa.
Unfortunately, it's going to be Tampa. I would love to see the fucking upset in this game just to just to see the Saints fucking win this division, but it ain't happening. All right, Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears. Green Bay's a 3-point favorite. They're going to split. The Bears won at home last time. It's going to be Chicago. Not Chicago, sorry. Bears won at home. It's in Green Bay.
Green Bay beat them. In week one?
It was week one. That's right. I'm still sick. I'm still saying split. Give me Chicago.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna take the Bears as well. You know, there's nothing more the Bears would want than to spoil their arch rivals' playoff chances. This happens against the Packers 2 years in a row.
Right. Ryan.
What?
Chicago Packers.
Packers.
Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, Packers.
All right. The Denver Broncos versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders are a 3-point favorite. And it's, I don't know who the fuck is starting for Denver. Honestly, Vegas needs to win this game to keep Antonio Pierce probably as their head coach.
I'm taking the Raiders.
Yeah, give me Vegas.
Oh, shit.
Don't make me call Juwanna Raider, Dave.
I don't give a fuck. Go
she has your testicles in an icebox. You can blame Satan for that one.
Guys? Do you really give her my testicle?
Yes, the goddamn devil himself gave Juwanna your testicles. She has them in an icebox right now, using them, getting ready to use them as a poppin' fresh. Well,
why did they offer them to me? I wanted them.
But so he said that you had to get sent back, but he had to take them if you sent them back.
All right, I get to watch the Raiders kick some Bronco ass.
All right, well then, Ryan, who you taking?
Oh, I'm taking the Raiders.
Okay.
Goddamn right you are.
John?
We need to go to IKEA again.
Oh, God.
John, the Raiders or Broncos?
I'll take the you-know-whos. You already made me say one thing. Don't make me say it twice.
Say it.
Oh, I'm not saying it. I said it once with that other...
calling my cousin Raider Dave.
Don't give a fuck. I ain't saying it.
Raider Dave, are you there?
Oh, I don't have... No, he's not.
That's a bullshit. Next week, Raider Dave better be here. He's making me look like a jack-off.
He'll talk about the end of the season for you. How about that?
As long as he shows up.
No promises.
Sad Raider Dave.
So I heard you had an interesting story to tell us.
Which one?
About something about Nam.
Oh, yeah. You gentlemen know what it's like to be 19 years old, spend 3 years on your belly, avoiding sniper fire, and losing the use of both of your legs.
Are you explaining the plot of Forrest Gump?
Not a Forrest fucking Gump, what? No.
Yeah, because you're not being Raider Dave right now. You're being Lieutenant Dan.
I'm asking you guys a serious question. Do you know what that's like? Do you, Ronnie?
No, I have both my legs.
I don't know either, but I was serious.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you making up shit about Lieutenant Dan?
Everybody needs a hero.
There's a movie about that.
movie schools.
Because, you know, shit happens.
Shit does happen. I want to tell that story, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, Raider Dave, good seeing you. We'll see you next week to end the season.
How many of us went Raiders? Everybody?
Well, Raiders ain't... Raiders across the board.
Raider Dave!
Get the fuck out of here before Joanna comes after you with your dick and slaps you in the face with it.
I think he still has the dick.
No, you said all. You said all his genitals were gone from the accident.
No, I said my balls were ripped off. Testicles.
So what fucking dick does she, then what does she have in her freezer?
My balls.
No, she has something else in her freezer. I don't want to go look. Some Lorena Bobbitt type shit right there. Turns into.
The Mickey Mouse on fucking helium?
I don't think you like what he saw.
Who the fuck is fuck Chip and Dale? All right, next game. Let's power through the rest of this. Seattle takes on Arizona.
Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Chiefs take on the Chargers. Oh, my God, Chiefs.
Fuck.
Yeah, definitely.
Like playing the Special Olympics team.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no. This is the game that nobody really cares about. Why would you pay $83 for this? The L.A. Rams take on the 49ers with backups galore. San Francisco's a 4-point favorite. No Brock Purdy. No Debo, no Cup, no Puka Nacua, no Stafford, maybe no Donald. Like everyone is no Bosa. This is backup zone. This is a fucking post preseason game.
And I'm taking the Rams.
I'm taking the 69ers.
69ers.
I honestly, God, don't give a shit. I mean, honestly, the only person that might be playing in this game is McCaffrey, so he can try to beat Jackson since he's sitting out this game for MVP. All right, the game that means everything. The Cowgirls take on the Commanders.
Giddy up, Cowgirls. Let's go.
There you go.
You know, I think this is a trap game. For Dallas, because Dallas almost gave that game to Detroit last week. And again, Washington is in that similar situation as the Bears. They will want nothing more than to spoil the chances of the Cowboys, but I don't see it happening. I just think, you know, Dallas is a different team on the road. And that's one thing you also gotta consider. You know what I'm saying? Like they're unbeatable. At home compared to how they are on the road. Man, these teams do not like each other. This is a rivalry that goes back to the 1960s. You know, just looking at it, I like Dallas. I mean, they're just the more stacked team. This is another year where we see a different team in the NFC East win the division.
So, all right. So if Dallas wins, they will play the two seed. They will play either the Packers, the Seahawks, or the Saints.
I think Seattle is the best matchup for them.
Yeah, and then, oh, God. The winner of the South is going to have to play the fucking Eagles. That's going to be a... Oof.
I mean, a Dallas fan posted it, so I mean...
Yeah. And the final game, the 8:20 on NBC, Sunday Night Football. The Bills take on the Miami Dolphins. Winner wins the AFC East. And if Miami wins, the Bills are out of the playoffs. with a, if depending on Saturday, with a Colts, actually, if they lose, they're out. Almost like Jacksonville loses. So this is a pretty much a winner you're in. Christian, you are previewing it. What do you got?
Well, remember, when these two played the first time, it was week four. Miami had just come off that big 50-point win where they scored 70 on the Denver Broncos. And, Ronnie, you and I remember talking about this. Remember, you kept saying this was going to be a test for Buffalo, and they neutralized the Miami Dolphins, held them to 28 points. And to me, that was Buffalo's most dominant win of the year. I know they may not be that same team that they were then as they are now. And it's just amazing to think Buffalo can still win this division, considering where they were, 6-6. I think a lot of people threw the towel in on them, but that win in Kansas City really saved their season. And as for Miami, they looked terrible the other day. And if I'm being honest, they didn't look good against Dallas on Christmas Eve. Like, Dallas had so many opportunities to win that game, and they couldn't capitalize. What's the best way to beat a team like Miami? You're physical with them early on because they can't recover and they can't regroup. What a way to end another NFL regular season. I preview this one on Friday. Be on the lookout.
Yep. Ryan, who you taking?
I really want it to be Miami.
Okay.
I guess I'll go Miami, I guess.
Because if the Bills lose,
they're pretty much out. So, you, John, you're going Miami?
Yeah.
Right, so you're going to go Miami? Go Buffalo?
I really want Miami to win.
So, this game really depends on what happens. Is Waddle going to be playing? Because that's a big thing. Because if it's just Tyreek Hill, and they can double team Tyreek, and then but if Waddle's playing, it's going to be hard to double team both of them. And have
yeah,
game.
It's almost like picking your poison.
Yeah. So I think it really depends. As right now, Waddle is playing. He has not been ruled out. I'm going to take Miami though, because I don't think Von Miller is playing. I think he's still under concussion protocol. I could be wrong about that, though. But, all right, that is the picks for the week. We will be picking the playoffs. We'll be counting to this. And so on and so forth. But, all right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Guys, anything you want to add or add on to?
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
What was that, right? What did you say? No, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, hold on. The giant horse cock can weigh up to 11 pounds.
All right. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media. That works under the Nerdport Network. Follow us individually on Twitter at FNRonnie.
At the Zombie Master.
At DailyBlitz_61.
At StuntcockSTL.
And follow Raider Dave at
Raider Dave NPNs, where that motherfucker's hiding at.
Yep. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, please follow all. Enjoy the football this week. And if that's not what you heard, please tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear,
go fuck yourself.
Guess, yeah, there you go. I was gonna say maybe you're on Epstein's list. Tell your enemies. But until then, always tell them three different things. One, Bobby Bonilla is getting paid. Two, Shohei Ohtani is getting paid. And three, there is always a teachable moment, just like Danhausen in a Roadhouse reboot. If you don't believe me, then that's just a fact of life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.